chatty people have said you chatty too much. Watchy, watchy people have said you watchy too much. Every day you get up, all you do is walk. Every day you get down, all you do is chat.
What's up, stoners? Anyone else out there as high as us?
You're in the hot box now.
Welcome to the hot box. Wow.
Here we are.
So this is our inaugural episode. This is number one in a long series of hot box times and hot box related subjects. My name is Mary, and with me is
Mindy. Cassie.
All right, so it's Mary, Mindy, Cassie. Those are the three names you have to remember. Mary, Mindy, and Cassie in the hot box. Hello, boys and girls.
So we're doing this show for all you stoners out there. Anyone else as stoned as us?
We pretended today like it was 4:20 p.m. and 4:20 a.m. I think it's currently only 9 o'clock p.m., but... 5 hours ago, it was 4:20. 5 hours from now, it'll be 4:20. I think. Hang on. 5, 6, 7. When was the last time you tried to tell time on a regular watch? Do either of you wear a regular watch?
Oh, my God. I even have a hard time with it at work.
The regular clock, though, not digital.
I don't get it. No.
You should be able to figure out digital by now. I've learned. But when I still see a normal clock, all 12 numbers, and the minute hand and the hour hand, I don't know what it is, but I assume that it's 6:30. Every time, and it makes me lose track and get a little bit scared too. I can't wear a watch, and I can't deal with a clock.
Why can't you wear a watch?
Because I can't tell time on a regular watch.
So it's
digital,
not like
maybe.
It's not a style choice.
It's not a style or a religion. It's something that I simply can't do. I could stare at a clock or a watch that's the standard, and every time lose my train of thought, think I'm late, think I'm early. It's too scary. It's too much. Not when a digital can just tell you all the numbers you need.
I mean, the future is now. Why not just jump on board with digital all the way?
Don't you think the future is totally making you stupider?
I think so, because yeah, nobody carries a pocket watch anymore. It's never like, what time is it? Oh, just hang on 1 second. It's 5 after. No, nobody's doing that.
Pocket watch is classy, too.
I'm going to get a sundial and put it on a watch.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, look at here. We have a countdown, so you have to listen to us for 51 more minutes.
Oh, my God.
We are the Hot Box. Would you guys like to know what the Hot Box is about?
Tell us.
Well, it's probably about being stoners living here in America, California and LA for where we're at. But the rest of you, hey, stoners all over the world, who knows? Someone might be listening somewhere in Egypt or something. And if you are, give us a call at 1-800-893-9562 because we want to hear about it.
Especially Egyptians.
All are welcome. Any Egyptians out there, give us a call. We'd like to hear your feedback specifically. Cassie name dropped. She went with Egyptians.
Egypt.
Egypt. Okay. So another thing that we wanted to do since it's our first episode is also kind of do a little bit of a round robin and say a little bit about who we are, how we kind of figured how to do this, and why it's a good idea that you listen and also call us and mostly listen and laugh. And that's what we really want out of this is what the Hot Box wants, kind of, right?
We want to entertain you and we want to engage you and we want to know what you think about being a stoner here in the world.
The world of stonery. My name is Mary. I used to work with Mindy. She told me that she wanted to do something, and we both realized that doing something meant doing some kind of a stonerific broadcast. Every time we hang out, we always end up talking and smoking anyway. So we thought this would be a really good way to do that and subject you guys to that too. I mostly just am here to laugh and be entertained and, I don't know, probably play some horrific, horrific songs that I think are really, really funny.
Mary has great taste in music, and it is quite comical at times.
So you've been warned.
Well, I'm Mindy. Sometimes I go by Mindiana Jones, and I actually work here at Skid Row Studios. I usually do sound, which is awesome, but here I am on the air talking to you all. I had a radio show a while ago, if anyone remembers the farm show, Mankato and Sioux City specifically. That was awesome, and I play drums, and I love weed, and I have been smoking it every day since I started when I was like 18,
the age of reason.
What about you, Cassie?
I'm Cassie. I work at a record store, and I live in LA. I love palm trees. I love weed also.
All kinds of trees.
Basically, all the greenery that LA has to offer.
Yeah, I'm here for the greenery too.
Yeah. Paper trees.
Straight up.
I'm all about it.
Every day I'm hustling.
Okay, so Mary, you have lived in the land of LA your whole life?
Pretty much, yeah. Southern California for sure. I've ventured out and lived in other states and other parts of California before, but for more than half of my life, I've been out here and LA specifically, like for about the last 14 years of my lifey. Pretty much the thing about California that's kind of been freaking me out in the last, like, I don't know, 8 years is that as a serious smoker, when it finally became legal, even if it was just dispensaries, it kind of threw me for a loop because it just seemed like one of those things that was so impossible. And to live here now and have like legislature like fighting over why they let it happen in the first place, and the fact that I would be smoking it one way or another just makes me laugh that anybody cares about the political side. But it's out there, and it hasn't changed anything about the way that I feel about LA, which is that I love it here. And even when I've lived other places, I always miss home.
Yeah. I'm from the Midwest, and I moved here for many reasons, weed being one of them. Basically, they hate weed in Iowa. The law does. You're a felon if you have, like, a seed. Like, uh-oh, someone dropped a stem in my carpet. Better go to jail for 2 years.
Is it really, like, they don't even have or haven't even considered doing, like, the medicinal where it's legal if you're...
The other side of the state is, I'm from, like, the really harsh...
Republican
Republican, conservative, Christian dictatorship that doesn't understand anything. So, yeah. I moved here. Enjoy the sunshine and the lack of snow and the abundant green things to smoke.
Yeah, I lived in Alaska... a few years ago for about 4 years, and the greenery out there was pretty great, but there are so many things about Alaska that were so harsh that I would rather live pretty much anywhere full time than there. It was so, like, the snow, I think it's even colder in Iowa because you guys have like a coastal line, so it gets like below zero.
Yeah, we have no water to warm us up. It's hell.
Yeah, like, that sounds awful. And being a spoiled LA girl, like, when I lived up there, I remember just being like having to like shovel your windshield or like scrape at it for like almost an hour before, and like start your car an hour before you have to be at work just to get it kind of melted. Like, that's for people that live out here and that have lived out here for most or all of their life, that they can't even imagine how ridiculous that was. And I only did it for 4 years. Like, I can imagine what, like,
that was my life. Do you know what that does to a soul? It's heart crushing.
Every day you're shoveling.
Now, Cassie, tell us about your journey from Seattle.
I got sick of being cold and wet all the time and sad. And so I came to LA for the first time, and I loved it so much that I had to come back.
Yeah.
I'm from Hawaii originally as a child.
What island?
Oh. Maui.
Nice.
So, well, similar climate.
Did you live out there, or like, were you just born out there?
I was born and raised there until seventh grade.
What? That seems like a fun place to live.
Awesome.
Like, especially like in your childhood years when you're already climbing trees and like getting into like precious mischief. That seems like a great place to do it on a little island in Hawaii.
Chill.
Do you know anything about the weed in Hawaii? were you young enough or old enough?
I wasn't old enough, but my mom was definitely old enough to be smoking weed in Hawaii. And it seemed to be pretty abundant.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was the thing to do.
Oh.
Had some, my best friend's older sister got pregnant when she was 16. And she was smoking some mad joints. So there's a lot of weed out there. A lot of, also a lot of crystal meth, if you're into that.
In Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
That seems like the last place that you'd want to do that.
They call it ice.
Oh, do they? It just seems like the opposite of the kind of place. Like, I can understand somebody who's like, yeah, I live in, you know, like Modesto or, you know, the middle of like Central California. And I can understand being like, and I've known people that are totally into meth because it's like, well, if they don't want to go anywhere and they're already somewhere where it's just, you know, Modesto or whatever, I can understand. But if you live in Hawaii and it's gorgeous everywhere, then why would you want to be doing?
I think you just run out of things to do and you need to take it to the next level.
Yeah, it's either that or start trying to find grenades on the black market and just throwing them. Like,
you got to do something to spice it up.
One thing or another. I'm getting bored on this dagnabbit island.
But I'll tell you what, I didn't get sick of it in seventh grade. It was pretty much the bomb.com.
Yeah.
I can't imagine getting sick
of it. Were you bummed leaving?
I was so mad. And my mom told me I could sell my surfboard and I would get to like keep all the money. I was like, no way, Jose, I'm coming back. So I made her let me keep it. It was like this huge pain in the ass to move. And she still has it at her house in Seattle, like in the rain. And no one's ever ridden it again.
Oh, are you going to bring it down here and ride it?
I'm too tall now. It's like a...
Like a 6 foot long board.
Mini board.
Aww.
And I'm too unskilled at surfing to shred.
Aww. I like to just play in the waves.
Yeah,
I want to try surfing.
I've gotten up on a longboard, and when I say I've gotten up, like I've stood up and then immediately fallen, and not like on a crazy wave or anything. Just I can't. I don't know. I don't have the quickness in my bones to be able to like get up on a wave standing on a long piece of fiberglass and let it like take me anywhere other than just fucking underwater completely. Like, it's like, but you obviously used to be able to, or you could still do it, but not on the board that you have, or?
I don't know. I never surfed again after we left Hawaii just because it was like, everyone was like, you can still surf in Seattle, but it seemed miserable. There's like trash in the water.
It's
like
Seattle
gray and dark. It seemed really miserable.
I just can't imagine it because I don't think I've ever been to like the coast of Seattle or that area. So I can't imagine what it even looks like. Yeah. I've flown into Seattle, but I mean, I think when you fly in, you kind of are around all the docks and stuff. You wouldn't be surfing like trying to shoot the pier.
That's kind of how I Seattle pictured it though, when I first moved there. Like I was like, what is this?
Like there's going to be barnacles everywhere and a rusty
rocks.
Anchor.
Yeah.
And like
super dangerous.
And Voldemort's going to come out of nowhere.
There's giant octopi that live in the Puget Sound also, I heard. That always freaked me out.
That, how giant are we talking?
Like,
the size
biggest
of like dogs or
ever, like bigger than
like a killer
the
whale. The size of what?
No, but like it's really big. Like
Titanic.
I don't know how big, but really big.
You, yeah, that's fucking scary. That's something that I don't even really want to think about.
I'm gonna look into this.
Even if they're as big as like blue whales, that's still terrifying.
They're pretty huge. I heard that they were like the rumored biggest, because they have this little dark cave that they've been chilling in.
And they'll never come out.
Evil giant octopi.
Yeah, no, I have kind of like a weird, I wish that there was still like those like circus, like traveling shows that would be like, you know, two-headed snake or like, you know, cooler than that. But that kind of like animal oddities type thing that, I don't know, I always feel like it's in movies and it's in stories, but they don't travel around with freak acts anymore like they used to.
On Venice Beach, they have a two-headed turtle.
Yes,
right?
I love the two-headed turtle.
There's a two-headed turtle
totally.
On Venice Beach.
It's just chilling in a little Tupperware. Like, it's no big deal. They're like, check them out. Look at
them. They feed it a leaf or something every now and then.
I have a picture of him.
They better be treating that turtle right.
I wonder if they have two different personalities or if They share one turtle brain.
Okay. I once was stoned and watched this awesome animal show about animal freaks. And there was a snake with two heads, and it always
That's
like,
real?
The snake would get confused, and like one would want to go one way and one the other, and they'd bump heads all the time, or they'd like jerk each other apart, and the body's just confused because they both control it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like two-headed anything, even if they share a brain, where's the brain located? Is it just one of their heads? Or is this one of those situations where it's like...
It's complicated. Yeah,
this two-headed goat was born with a brain in its ass. Like, but I do... Now I want to know about the two-headed turtle. I'm going to go there and report back to you guys. How the turtle's doing. Because if it's not there, I'm gonna make some phone calls. I'm going to want to
know... They had two deformed turtles. One had two heads. The other had, like, two front bodies. Or something.
Two front bodies.
The other one looked even more fucked up. Like, two heads is just cool. Everything else looked all cute and nice, and
it's just an extra face.
There's this place in Seattle called the Ye Old Curiosity Shop, and they have like a two-headed pig, but it's not alive, so it's kind of boring. It's like in a jar.
It's like in the formaldehyde. Like,
yeah,
the ones you see in movies about serial killers, like.
Yeah, exactly.
They just have jars of shit.
I don't like that. I want to see them still up and running.
That happened to me, actually, when I lived in Alaska. We took my younger sister, Nicole. She came for a week during spring break. And we decided to go on, like, a little pilgrimage down to the Sea Life Center in Seward. It's, like, 45 minutes away from where I lived. And on their website, they say, and this was only, like maybe 10 years ago tops. Like, so not that long ago, their website was kind of, like, immature, even though it's a big sea life center. At the time, they just didn't have a lot of technology going because they kept saying, come see the giant squid exhibit. And so we kept being excited about it, but it was just a shit thing in like the size of like a little kid's coffin, and it was in formaldehyde, and it was like, this could be real or fake, like this doesn't
never know,
like I'll never know. And like I remember like looking at my sister and being like, I mean, there was cool shit to look at. It was
guys
fun, but
I got a surprise for us.
Oh, my God, what?
Someone called. We have a caller.
No way, for real? This is so exciting.
Hi, you're our first caller. Do you want to talk to us?
Hello.
Hey, is this
no way, for real? This is Star.
Star.
From Pasadena, California.
Star, what did you want to tell us, Star?
I just want to tell you guys, I'm just hanging out with my girls. This is really funny.
You kind of sound like you're drinking, like, I don't know, vodka and Kool-Aid, maybe? Or Gatorade sports mix?
It's vodka cranberry.
Star's a beautiful name. What do you do for a living, Star?
I'm a carny part-time.
Oh.
Lucrative.
I have my own bidet.
Your own bidet?
My own...
That's when you know you've really made it.
Most people have to share, especially in the carny lifestyle. You didn't call because you were offended by us talking about freak nasties and freak creatures, did you? Or are you mostly just calling to say...
I love creatures. No way.
How do you spell Star? Is it two R's? Is there like an umlaut in there? Or is it just Star like you see in the sky?
There's three stars.
Three stars. Are they at the end of the name or the beginning of the name?
They're at the end.
Okay. All right. So your name is it like Star Ass? And then you just like took the three
it's
last
just
letters?
S-T-A-R-R-R.
Gotcha.
Oh, three R's.
Oh.
Like a pirate. Like
that's
R.
That's really beautiful.
And then three stars after that.
Your mom must have really loved you a lot to give you that name.
They didn't even give me a last name.
Just they gave you some extra R's to make up for it.
Extra R's. You should drink to that, actually, if you're really drinking cranberry and vodka.
I think
like
your last name are the stars, so you're a star. Star, star, star.
This is getting super existential.
Well, I'm working on getting my own hotline.
Oh, so we can call.
What's the service you offer?
I want to fix bidets for a living.
So it's like a 24/7 bidet hotline, emergency hotline.
Exactly.
I think
it'll really make it.
Well, especially if it's somebody lovely like you, Star. I mean, if you showed up at my house, you know, 5:30 on a Sunday morning, I got a house full of people that need a bidet and mine is busted a leak, I feel like I could call you and you'd be able to walk me through it with a smile on your face.
Yeah, my guests are not going to be wiping with TP.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping maybe I can help people find, you know, good discounts on their own bidet if they don't already have one, too.
Yeah.
Can you explain what a bidet is, just in case there's a, maybe a listener out there, one of the people out in Egypt who've never seen a bidet?
It's a private part washer.
A private part washer? So kind of like a...
It's a fountain for your fanny.
Yeah.
It's a fanny for fountain. Your,
okay, I get it.
For your inside.
That's the medical terminology for it, I would say. Fountain. Fanny
found.
Fanny
found.
Did you guys not know what one was?
No, I only exclusively use bidets. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
She was just in case, you know, in case anybody.
I knew. I get it. I got it.
So the big question is, have any of you guys used a bidet when you were stoned? Like, what's a stoner bidet like?
I think a stoner bidet would have to play either Cat Scratch Fever, Smoke on the Water, or a Slow Ride.
I like to play Mental Health by Quiet Riot when I use my bidet.
I like that.
You know what?
I like that.
It's saucy and kicky, and I like your style.
I feel like there could be like some smoke involved, like a smoke machine. I would like that. A fog machine.
A strobe light.
That's all. Light.
Strobe light and Aphex Twin on my bidet.
Yeah.
I'd like a disco ball and one of those velvet posters with neon marker colors on it.
Oh, of two people doing it?
Oh, anything, you know.
Why do
or
I
maybe
feel like I've
dragon.
Seen a velvet yeah. poster of exactly that? That's
maybe odd. A dragon, maybe some golden retrievers or something sweet.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything in a blacklight poster, especially if you've been smoking for a long enough time, any blacklight black velvet poster is great. It could be a picture of a bunch of frogs playing cards. It could be a dolphin jumping out of the water.
Those are my favorite.
Scary cartoon face pot plants. But if you have the right kind of enjoyment and aesthetic, and it's a black light recessive responsive.
I could call you ladies and you know get some good feedback on this. You guys are really painting me a beautiful picture here.
We want to help you succeed with your bidet business.
Yeah, I mean, we're here to help others, and I think that this is a good start.
And bidets are something I've always been really passionate about, so.
So how long has the show been going on for?
This is our first episode.
It's been going on for about 29 minutes and...
Oh, my!
I don't know how to do math, but it's been going on for a little while here.
Oh, man. It's been going... Oh, yeah, let's not try math.
Don't look at that.
Oh, no, am I ruining your guys' bidet by calling?
Never.
No.
It's always a good bidet in the hot box bidet. I mean, just, it's the hot box. I feel like now that word is like...
Now we have to get a bidet installed right there where the camera can see.
Then you should be able to hear it flowing in the background.
Oh, yeah, caller. Are you just listening to us or are you watching us on our live video feed?
I don't really know how to use a computer.
So you just called this number just willy-nilly like we could have been anybody and you just called her?
Actually, my friend Martha told me.
So Star and Martha, okay. Well, we are out there, I think.
I just wanted a good free hotline to call.
Yeah, free's always good.
You're just plugging.
You
literally just called to.
Yeah, is there any listeners? You know, we'll double as a suicide hotline, advice, dating advice.
Yeah, if anyone needs any help, we're here for you.
Oh,
we love support.
Even help people that need phone sex help.
Well, and now we know who to send them to for bidet repair.
Yeah, and if
job,
you know,
job well done, ladies.
Stars.
Star
I'm
called
really
us.
Glad to hear it. And I will, you know, definitely spread the word.
You should talk to a...
I have a phone, and I have an address book, so number's going right in there.
Yes.
All right.
The first number I have is going to be this number.
Okay, good. And can I call you by your full name, which is Star?
You, of course you can.
Three Anything R's. You want to be able to say them all.
Star.
Every time.
Glad you guys like saying my name.
I don't think I've ever met any before, and we've been talking for so long now. I feel like I know.
Well, I'm a one of a kind, let me tell you.
That's why you're a star.
Our star is one of a kind?
No. Wait.
No?
Well, yeah, they are.
Well, are unique.
I just checked like, my data bank up here. The old
as
brain.
As soon as I said it, I felt like I know the kind. Answer, but maybe I don't, because I don't know if snowflakes are one of a kind either.
They're like they sand are. On the beach.
So sand. So are humans.
You are not a delicate snowflake.
Who's a snowflake?
Oh, well, you got us off topic. And we just had a little moment where we didn't know if stars were unique or not. But you're definitely unique. That we've agreed on.
Well, luckily enough, I'm a human star. And not a star in the sky.
That's true.
If you were a star in the sky, could you still think?
Could I still think?
Do you think stars think? Do stars know that they're stars?
I hope they don't.
I don't think that.
I hope nothing thinks.
I don't
nothing
think
but us.
At all.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get it.
Me neither, man.
Well, maybe, should I go and let someone else give you a call?
We do have a lot of callers.
We'll take our next. There is a
lining up
shit
here,
ton
so.
Of people trying to barge down this.
Yeah. Well, it was good talking to you, Star, and we hope we talk to you again someday. We can touch base on how successful the bidet business is going.
Yeah, keep us updated, please. And
I would love to.
You should talk to our producers about maybe sponsoring the show.
Really? Bidet repair by Star.
I would love to. You guys really helped me a lot today, and maybe I'll learn how to use a computer now.
Well, if anything, if we've taught you that, then that would be my crowning achievement on this show.
Well, maybe I can get, you know, all three of you your own bidet for 50% off each.
Oh,
don't
yes,
make promises
I don't
you
have
can't
a bidet.
Keep.
Well, guess what? You're in the lock.
Yeah.
Fax it over.
Yeah, fax
right,
over the documents.
I have my lawyer and my paralegal.
Talk to you soon, Star.
Bye.
That was great. Yeah, you have a good day, too.
I hope she continues to have a good day. She had a lovely speaking voice.
Star, you're wonderful.
God, well, can you hear the cat and mouse in my throat?
We are about halfway through our very first show. You're listening to The Hot Box. You're in The Hot Box. My name's Mindy.
Once again, Mary.
And I'm Cassie. And I think the one problem that we have here is that none of us brought any form of snacks.
Yeah, you know, it's halfway through the hour and the munchies are nowhere to be seen. But is it wise to eat munchies on the radio?
I think it probably sounds gross. Like if we brought like pistachios or pretty much anything. I mean, if you have the munchies and you're eating, you're probably not eating as daintily as
like cereal
microphones.
Gummy bears could be pretty like casual food to eat on the air. Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Froyo, but
I like that. Froyo
smoothies. I was thinking of things that don't require any chewing because then maybe it wouldn't sound so gross.
What's the most quiet munchie you can eat? Let's think here. Fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, that's really quiet. And you can get a whole foot long.
And just chew it. Just bite into the, what is it? Fruit by the foot?
Yeah.
Mashed Classic. Potatoes?
Yeah.
You know what? If any one of us brought a bowl of mashed potatoes in here and just three spoons, that would be the greatest Tuesday I think I've spent in a million years.
Get down on those mashed potatoes.
It's like, hey guys, it's like, who brings mashed potatoes and how can I be around you more?
Cheesy mashed potatoes.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah, pretty much putting cheese and crispy things on top of melted things like mac and cheese, potatoes, you're gonna have a good day.
I love mac and cheese too.
And you
oh,
do.
Oh yeah. Straight, like the box stuff is so good.
I've tried making like hoity-toity, like highfalutin mac and cheese with like good noodles and like cheese that I got from the store and all this, and box mac and cheese, much better. Just better
15
because
minutes.
You don't screw with a good thing. You don't fuck with it.
It's already classic.
Exactly.
Me and my boyfriend do this awesome thing to box mac and cheese where we add corn and cut up jalapenos And then sometimes when we're feeling extra special, we just top it with cheese and bake it.
Whoa.
So it's like you made something fancy, but really it's just the box of macaroni and cheese.
The best of both worlds.
That's actually something I'm missing in my apartment right now. The oven's broken. And broken oven puts a halt on a lot of your like stoner munchy intentions.
Bagel bite.
Frozen pizza in general. Just like things that you just want to put in there and be like, all right, I've got 15 minutes till this is cracking off. And not having an oven, like I just don't. Like I barely even want to eat
onion rings.
Yeah, 'cause I have to cook
jalapeno poppers
on the stove. Yeah, but I never realized I've taken an oven for granted for most of my life, I think. Yeah. And then this is the first time I mean, it'll get repaired or it won't. But for now, like in the last month, it's been broken. So like, it's affected my
munchy life.
My munchy life has been affected. Been afflicted.
One thing we were going to talk about on our first episode to reel in all of you stoner boys was stoner sex talk. Remember?
Oh, yeah. This was going to be, we figured we'd start out with a bang because it's just, I mean, start out with a bang. The word bang means a lot of things. But one thing that we've all kind of realized is maybe not as long as I've been smoking, but for probably almost as long, I've been also doing the do. Doing the
horizontal Mountain Dew.
The horizontal hula.
Me too.
But it's just funny, like when I was younger, I think it's because I was already like younger and like also getting stoned for when you're a lot younger. You're just more aware of things. So I used to get embarrassed about certain kinds of music that would be on. And I still sometimes will like in the back of my head be like, I cannot believe I'm doing whatever it is I'm doing. And like a commercial will come on or some song will come on that you're not prepared for and you're like trying to be like frisky with your man and you're both stoned as shit.
And it turns to giggle time.
And it's kind of like you could totally like bypass through it. But like, I mean, if you're giving a guy like a tug job in the car, say, and all of a sudden like you're on your iTunes shuffle and it's like, we're not gonna take it. Like you'll still probably keep going with the hand job. And the song will still play, but you're both like, the minute you let yourself laugh about it, it's sexy time's over and it becomes like silly stoner sexy time, which I don't know.
And
I mean,
you start doing it in rhythm with the song instantly.
Like, yeah,
you have to.
Well, and like, I don't know. Like,
it's like a heavy metal hand job all of a sudden.
Yeah, or like, hopefully, like you would hope for a heavy metal hand job. Like, if you get stuck with something like a little sillier, like, or I don't know. It's not like you have a bunch of embarrassing music, but I have a ton of music because I keep getting new stuff and different stuff. So I have like just, if my iTunes is on shuffle, it could be anything. Like I've had like the Addams Family theme song come on while I'm jogging. Can you imagine if you just like plugged your iPhone in and it's like, or your iPod in and it's like, dun, 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 like while you're like, I don't know.
It can go the other way, too, where it can get a little too romantic. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, it's on shuffle and, like, Take My Breath Away comes on, and you're like, I'm not trying to send this
no
message.
No one's trying to fall in love here tonight.
Not Top Gun. I'm not saying I have that song or anything, but...
I think you might. No, yeah, I'm glad that you guys agree with me, because it's one of those things where... I don't know, like some girls are kind of on the like the bitch prude side where even if they don't mean to be, they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, really? I can't be the only female that's ever like been like.
You don't hear the music when you're making love.
Yeah, but like sometimes you do just because you're faded and you're just kind of like, I don't know. Like I've done it before where it's just been funny. Like the time that I remember specifically was like Bohemian Rhapsody only because... That song goes through so many little like little vignettes.
A lot of stages.
And when you're younger and like and smoking, you're like trying, like I don't even know if you're trying. I don't know what you're doing, but that song specifically, like I couldn't even get through it without like cracking up, like dying. I mean, like by the time it gets to I'm just a poor boy, like that's silly to be doing anything to. Like
other than singing along.
Yeah, even like making a tuna salad sandwich would be, I mean, anything. That song is so funny, but like if you're stoned, you're just like, I can't believe I'm listening to this.
Oh, I tested out the cough button.
Did it work? I think it worked.
Oh my God, I think it worked. I need it for the giggles button.
Yeah, we've decided that the cough button is a... I think you're actually... You're doing that into the... I think.
I hear it.
We're,
no, I know. Yeah. It's harder when you're in here.
So I was going to say my favorite Doing It song is the Star Wars theme song.
Wow.
My boyfriend puts it on. He'll put it on
you
Pandora.
Can hear him cracking up back there.
He's like, yeah. Like, well, and yeah. It's kind of a long song, so it gives you some time to, like, you know, get the
yeah,
full,
but it
get
jumps
the full
right
body.
In with all that, like, right ringing in. Triangles and, like,
yeah, that seems, that's, I mean, I'm not big on, like, not big in a bad way, but I don't know the Star Wars movies very well, but I'm pretty sure that I can hear the theme song in my head. I feel like even
so
if
can you
epic.
Hum it a little bit.
Yeah.
Dun, dun. That's it. Da, 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 da. I can't sing though.
I can't sing though. Well, you have a better knowledge of what it sounds like than I do, I think.
I know like the drum part.
Well, at least have you ever tried to play drums for the whole Star Wars theme song, like along with it?
I've been in situations where I've been with giant bands playing the Star Wars theme song, and it's so epic, and I miss that. And I really regret that I did not smoke pot during my marching band time, because holy cow, drumline stoned would have been so amazing. I loved it so much when I was like not stoned.
Did you do the drumline where, did you have one of the sets of drums that was like the four that you wear, or did you do like one of the...
I've played on those, but I never played that. In drumline, I'd either play the bass drum or the crash cymbals, and I loved the cymbals. I geeked out on those so much. I'd do, like, visuals, and I'd make fake fights and, like, kick my friend's cymbal and, like, sword fight. And I was so going to make my own style of karate involving cymbals as my weapon and, like, slice people's heads off with
And you're
them.
Now regretting that you didn't do, you know, all that and also smoke weed while you were doing
movie,
it?
The movie Never Been Kissed, and she goes back to high school.
Yeah.
Oh, the one with Drew Barrymore?
You
yeah.
Should, you know, follow her lead, go back to high school and relive being
in drumline, and this time
get as a stoner.
I should.
Go undercover for us.
I could see. Maybe they'd like me. Maybe I'd find a school that would let me play drums for like a show, a concert. I'd like work hard and learn all their music.
And try to keep the drumline brats in line, but really you'll just be smoking out with them.
I always keep, on my drum set, I always have two crash cymbals that are the same size. So if there's ever a time where I need to play actual handheld crash cymbals, I have them at my disposal. I just need to get the handles.
She just needs the handles, guys.
Zombie apocalypse. I'm just going to like razor blade the edges, and like that's my weapon.
Have you guys ever seen a show called The Deadliest Warrior on... I think it's on A&E or the History Channel.
No, I wish I had cable.
It's on, well, you can watch it on Netflix right now, like on like streaming, but it's, I've seen it before on TV, and I've seen a bunch of them now that I discovered it. Basically what they do is they pit like two military or like war, historical people against each other and use like actual data and actual like reenactments and stuff to see who would be the deadliest one, like Pol Pot versus Hitler, Genghis Khan versus Lawrence of Arabia, Napoleon versus George Washington. So like they do them, but they had the zombie versus vampire one. It was like their season finale. And it just made me laugh because they had actual like scientific people on there that were trying to like a biomedical guy that was trying to explain like why a vampire needs blood and why a zombie wants brains and who would be like a
these
better...
These are serious questions.
They totally are. I watched the whole episode. I was riveted. It was like 30 minutes long of them literally going back and forth. Well, vampires have this and
why
zombies
do vampires
have this.
Need blood?
It's
it really complicated.
Yeah, I mean, because they have medical people. It was basically saying that like it's like a
they
jet.
Really
it's like jet fuel in a jet engine. Like they need the blood to like keep their shit pumping or whatever. I mean, they said it obviously way better than that. But
the blood is the life force.
Yeah. And dead. Then they had the zombie people that were just as thorough, but it just cracked me up because it was like they went from an episode about like Napoleon versus George Washington and all the weapons they use and all their tactics, and then they go right into this one. And I don't want to give the ending away in case you guys watch it, but it's pretty serious stuff. They get metaphysical about zombies versus vampires and who
and
would survive.
They're being real. It's not like a mockumentary situation.
Well, they're being... I don't even know if that show is necessarily being real. They're just using a lot of, like, history for the ones that are, that do exist, and a lot of like scientific evidence and stuff like that. But with the vampire one, it was, and the zombie one, they were just doing like medically, hypothetically, what a creature like that, like in order for them to exist, what would be the reason for them being the way that they are. But it was just like, I mean, I thought I'd seen a lot of movies about both, you know, and I mean, I just can't believe that they had the whole show about it. And you're just, I mean, it cracked me up that neither one exists, but there's such a big, you know, zombie and vampire, like everybody's waiting for the zombie apocalypse. I don't think anybody's waiting for a vampire apocalypse.
Maybe we should try to get a guest on the show that is a zombie or a vampire.
I don't... Well, zombies.
I would love to interview a vampire.
Let's find a hot vampire.
A hot vampire. I bet now there's so many dudes that were like, genius, I know how I'm going to meet girls with all of these different things about vampires. You got True Blood, you got Twilight. I'm going to just start looking like a vampire.
I can totally picture
dudes thinking that. We need to go to the mall and find a vampire for you.
I think that's where they'd be hanging out.
They hang out.
Cool climate.
At the Orange Julius.
Yeah.
Near Hot Topic.
Hot Topic.
They're cruising. Got Hot Topic.
So on this show, we're actually going to have guests starting next week. But what guests do you guys want to have on the show?
Oh, like dream guests?
Yeah, like who should we try to get on this show to be our guests, to sit here with us and gossip about weed?
Do you guys know who Huell Hauser is?
Oh my God, yes, I know who Huell Hauser is.
I really do.
Our lives to get Huell Hauser on this show.
I'm riveted every time. I could be like in the middle of like something, like, or like about to leave, and if Huell Hauser's on, I'll have a seat for a minute sometimes.
He's
on public access, like. He's a man on the street usually. He goes to different, and he's like this corpulent, like, he's not, he's like jolly, but he's pretty red-faced and a little bit like of like a jolly character. He has a southern accent and he goes around and interviews, like he goes to like a Russian wedding or he goes to like a strawberry festival or he goes to a dressmaker's, like, and he just asks questions the whole time.
Oh, I see. I can picture him now.
There he is, yeah.
Oh, check him out.
He's always smiling and he always has like, probably the most hilarious like things that, like, I remember there was, I think he went to a ladybug conservatory or a ladybug habitat.
He might be down to come on our show then.
Well, he's super nice. I think the only thing might be that we're like, hey Hugh, we want you on the hot box. Like, I don't even know. You got to call his people. I don't even know. But he's been on TV for a really long time.
He can bring his people and we can interview him and he can interview us and we'll see who does the better show.
Yeah, I don't know.
He should have us on his show. I agree.
He should.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be one of those, everybody wins. We're on the Huell Hauser show.
It's a vortex.
He's on our show, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like Huell Hauser Hotbox Inception.
I want to.
It's a Mobius strip of entertainment is what it is.
Dude, my goal is to get Snoop Dogg.
He's now, is he Snoop Lion? Is anybody signing on that?
I'm embracing his Rasta rebellion.
Since I moved to LA, like, I've been like, Snoop Dogg's the person I want to meet.
You get kind of close to him?
That's a pretty good degrees of separation.
That's
a good one.
Tour bus?
Manny got kind of close. Oh, yeah, I bought him a birthday card through my job because he went through my job on his birthday to get a vehicle.
A party bus.
Yeah. So, yeah, but he has Puff Puff Pass Tuesdays, so we're Tuesdays, so it's like we know that somewhere, somehow, at the same time, somewhere in the same city, me and Snoop Dogg are celebrating weed together.
I'm sure that there's many a times throughout the day, every day, that you and Snoop Dogg are both appreciating weed together.
It seems like it.
Oh, it's like you guys are both looking at the same moon.
Oh, we are.
Forever.
Snoop Dogg, come on the show.
We'll call you Snoop Lion.
We'll call you anything.
I'm all about it. Change your name. Don't change your name. You're Snoop-a-loop to me. Like, I mean, yeah, he could get away with it, I think. I mean, I don't know though. It was pretty surprising to hear of an artist just going, no, you know what?
Is there any music that goes along with it yet?
I haven't
kept up with it enough.
I just know that
Snoop
that was
Lion. I haven't either.
I'm excited to hear about it.
We should check it out
when it finally drops.
I'm not kidding.
Who do you want on the show? Who's your dream scenario guest?
I wish there was a way that we could interview the Tupac hologram.
It's already been done.
The hologram's been interviewed?
Someone here interviewed him, I think, right?
No, the hologram.
She doesn't mean like an impersonator.
Yeah, well, the guy that helped Dre create the hologram was in this studio. Oh. He's a Tupac lookalike.
Oh, but is he available
the guy who
for
created
like,
it
functions
looks like,
or is he just?
Yeah, no, he's available to do your
business card
to be Tupac for you.
So he looks like Tupac.
He looks exactly like Tupac.
So
like
he is a Tupac
you
hologram.
You might be able to do that.
Dream guest might come true.
We might make your dreams
oh my
come
God,
true here.
That was so easy.
Let's seriously make all our dreams come true. That's what this is about, making dreams come true. That's why we're the hot box.
It's true. Anytime you've ever been in a hot box, your dreams are coming true left and right.
And so next week we have a Beastie Boys tribute band.
Yes, the
Pretty excited about that.
The Pollywog crew. It's three dudes and a DJ. They have their first show, I think, is October 7th at Paladino's. But, I mean, obviously they'll be here next week, so we'll be able to ask them all the hard-hitting news facts that we need to. But two of them are guys that me and Mindy used to work together. Really, really cool guys. And I'm curious. I'm curious and excited about the fact that, oh my God, that's the guy. Yeah, he looks...
Why is he flipping us off?
He almost looks more like Tupac impersonator here.
Looking at a picture of a Tupac impersonator. And maybe some other impersonator, but I can't tell who the second guy's impersonating.
Who is it? Let's look at him and try to figure out. Who is that second guy there?
It looks like Mark Ling Baker, but the way he might look now.
What's that one dog from like the 80s that wore the hat like that? Like Rude Dog or something?
The dog from the 80s that wore the hat.
The Budweiser dog?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Spuds McKenzie?
Spuds McKenzie.
Is that it?
I got in trouble once when I was in elementary school for wearing a Spuds McKenzie shirt. I didn't like the shirt that I grabbed out of my clothes.
Beer shirt.
And yeah, and I had a sweatshirt on, but I remember being sent home and both of my parents kind of went like, oh, yeah, that was just in your clothing drawer. Like, you know, it must have been a sleep shirt or whatever.
You're sending the message to everyone at grade school that you like to party.
Yeah, really, at a tender young age. It was like,
straight up.
Hey, Spuds McKenzie's here. It's going to be a good day.
He's a cool guy.
Everybody join me. Yeah. Now I wish.
Okay, I'm changing.
T-shirt.
I want to interview Spuds McKenzie on the show.
I worry. I don't. I'm afraid
He's
to
a
Google.
Dog,
I think he. It might have been one of those things where he was a dog. I'm afraid to Google Spuds McKenzie's fate right now because
he's a dog. But since he was a cartoon dog, I think he might.
Oh,
be
I thought
able
they had a live
talk.
Action dog.
No, oh, they did. That's true.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Forget
most.
It.
Yeah, and that worries me.
I want to interview a dog.
You can interview my dog. He's pretty, I mean, he'll do some talking. He can howl.
Maybe I'll do a field interview. I'll go out in the field.
Yeah.
Literally.
You're going to go stand in a field. Go to the dog park. Interview a few.
Live from the dog park. Yeah, really. That's where the stoners go.
Actually, I don't know. I've tried to smoke a blunt at a dog park with my dog, and that is kind of the place to socialize. And the fact that you have a dog, I mean, I'm not trying to compare having a child to having an animal, but people still approach you in the same way. I don't know if it's that they see that you obviously like take care of another living thing and keep it alive with food and love and shelter, or I don't know what it is, but like I've tried to just chill at a dog park because then my dog can like run around off leash. Nobody freaks out. There's no little kids. And people like come up to you and be like, so what kind of dog is he? He's friendly. And like, really, they're talking to you, but they're using your dog to talk to you. I don't know. Like,
you're like, I'm just trying to smoke
like, a blunt. I'm quite literally just, yeah. I mean, I live in a pretty cool apartment complex now where I can have him like run around a little, but it'd just be nicer if dog parks were just so much more open to where, because can't bring a dog on the beach, most beaches.
Yeah.
Do you have a big dog or a little dog?
He's only like 30 pounds. He's like a beagle basset hound mix, and he has short legs. So he's chill. I mean, he's a chill dog, but people still.
He has a swagger in his walk.
Yeah, he walks like a pimp. That's why I named him Drexel, after the pimp on True Romance.
Oh, my God. I love you so much right now.
It's my favorite movie.
It's one of those, I love that movie, and I think, I don't know, when I named him Drexel, I was like, oh yeah, because I wanted to name him after a pimp, and I went through in my head, like, what were good, like, cinematic pimps.
Such a good pimp.
Drexel's the top of the crop. Oh, cinematic
Gary
pimp.
Gary Oldman's the best.
Yeah.
Number one pimp.
Yeah.
Number one in the hood.
But yeah, I mean, Harvey Keitel's good too, actually, in Taxi Driver.
Oh, that's another good pimp.
That's a good, he called you a little piece of chicken. It's like, he's a pretty good pimp too. Do you have any pimps? Any pimps you enjoy in the movies, in the talkies?
Oh man, I don't know.
I mean, there's other ones too, but obviously
I'm so bad with movies. I don't watch a lot of movies. I can't think of one pimp except for maybe that Black Dynamite dude in the cartoon, but he's not a pimp, is he?
He's a pimp in like, he lives a pimpish way of life, but he's not an actual pimp.
Yeah.
What movie is it? Is it Idiocracy, where he goes, the one guy's like giving the report and he's like, you see guys, a pimp's love is different than a square's love. Is that? I don't remember what movie that is, but it's a good quote. It's just different. Yeah. I don't know how we ended up talking about pimps, but I'm glad. I'm always glad to do it.
All pimps. I respect their hustle, their game, their dedication to the game.
I actually had to take, about 3 years ago, I got a DUI, and the classes they made me take, you have to pay for them, and it's like once a week. Total bummer, but the chick that ran them used to talk about the host role and how she would do the host role up and down Sepulveda. And every time she said host role to me, like, it sounded like a parade, like a fun parade. Like, yeah, you know, we would be on the host role late at night. Are we still
walking
on the
around.
Oh, we still have 3 minutes. Okay. I guess it's because I started talking about the host role. I lost track of time.
Yeah, maybe you were strolling in your head.
In my head, I was strolling. Ooh. No, it just used to make me laugh because I'd never heard that expression before. And like, she was basically saying like they would go from one end of Sepulveda to another, like in the San Fernando Valley, and just be freaks, freak of leaks, the host role.
So totally, this is our first episode here. And I just wanted to let you guys know, on future episodes, we're going to try to have a thing for all you called the Weed of the Week, where each week we will search out an awesome weed, we will smoke it, and then we will tell you what we thought of it.
So that'll probably be, I'd say we could get that done by next week. That sounds like something I could fit into my schedule.
I would like to try and find some dank nugs between now and then.
We'll make it a mission. We'll find some dank nugs.
And we'll report back.
Maybe
with
there's
our findings.
Some dispensaries out there that want to help us out. We'll find the good ones.
Yeah, I don't think if we just put our heads together, ladies. That's all we need to do.
So, all you people listening out there, thank you so much. This is our first episode, and we're going to bring guests on, and we're gonna not have the giggles as much next time the awesome theme song plays.
I think it'll just end up being that we probably always will have the giggles, but
yeah,
you're gonna hear us every Tuesday and we're gonna be giggling and hotboxing.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you all for listening, and please keep listening, like us on Facebook.
Well, we still got a minute, so
do all the. I thought you were wrapping up because you said thank you.
Well, I just wanted to thank everybody because I had this.
I've been waiting. I just really wanted to say "Sayonara, suckers," but then it was like not the end, and then,
when
so
it's
I was like
when it's
I
end,
was like waiting
when
for the right end. Time to say it.
When the end comes, you get to say that. That will be the end.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
now I can relax.
So next
you're not
Tuesday,
on the edge of your chair anymore.
God,
we are having
the Polywog crew will be here next week. Beastie Boys tribute band, basically just B-boy fan band, awesome guys. Polywog crew is going to be here. We three will be here. Mary, Mindy, and Cassie. And
we will always be here.
Always
we have
be
a
here.
Facebook. If you haven't found it yet, it's a giant weed nug on the front. You should go look it up.
Yep. I'm sure it's something like, I don't know, what is it?
Facebook.com/thehotbox.
Yeah. Skid Row Studios, and it's the Hot Box.
Yeah, if you're listening to us, you somehow went through Skid Row Studios, which is the awesome place we're broadcasting from. It's www.skidrowstudios.com.
It's actually the bomb.com, but they had to change the URL.
Yeah, this is the bomb.com, and this is the Hot Box. I think we're almost done. 5 more seconds.
My gosh.
And then we're going to go smoke a joint.
Sayonara, suckers.
You got some.
But my mama is so be careful now, mama. Be careful now. Be careful, my sister. Be careful now. Be careful. Be careful now, people. And then we'll help you too.
Tune into The Love Bite, where all your kinky desires come true. Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com.
Oh, shit. That, okay, I gotta say the Pacific. Ah, fuck, I hate my voice. Fuck! Hate it. Jesus Christ, I hate this shit. Oh, man. Do you guys like talking to me and hearing my voice? Because I would fucking hate it. Let's try it again. That's not brain, right? Yeah. Let me try it again. Please listen Pacific time. Hi, this is Vince. Listen. Fuck. Everybody's looking at me and shit. You guys are probably noticing how fat I am right now. You're like, man, how sweaty I am. Hi, this is, you're listening to the wrap-up show with Gary Jabate and John Hine on Howard 101. Hey, this is Vince. Listen to the More Music Radio Pod every Thursday night, 10 p.m. to midnight Pacific time on skidrowstudios.com. Fuck your mama.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
You please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe. Okay.
Hey everybody, this is Drew Marks, host of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to us every Saturday, 2 to 3 Pacific time. If you want to call the show, call us at 800-893-9562.
Hey everyone, this is the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
And Kike Castillo. Tune into our show on Sundays from 9 to 10 p.m.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into the call sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
I guess we're going to be talking about torture.